The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Three Democrats have won a double-digit support in early 2028 presidential primary polling with one clear frontrunner. Yes, Democrats, they did a poll to see who would be the lead for the 2028 Democrat presidential primary poll. And former President Kamala Harris is the 2028 Democratic presidential primary frontrunner by a substantial margin, according to a poll released yesterday, Monday. Harris, who lost the 2024 primary in a landslide to President Trump, I don't know if it was a landslide, but it was a pretty good victory, received 26% support from Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters in a survey conducted by Echelon Insights. Former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and California Governor Gavin Newsom were the only other Democrats to muster double-digit support, 11% for Pete Buttigieg, 10% for Gavin Newsom, respectively. Rounding out the top five were Senator Cory Booker, who received 7% of Democrats' votes, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who garnered 6% backing. At 3%, entrepreneur Mark Cuban led the group of political outsiders included in the survey, with sports commentator, here you're going to love this, Jake, Stephen A. Smith, and comedian Jon Stewart, both receiving 1% apiece. So not surprising. 13% of voters indicated that they were unsure who they'd vote for, with the primary still more than 2 years away. So it's not unheard of. Newsom and Buttigieg increased slightly when Harris, who reportedly mulling a run for governor in California, was not included with the poll, both of them only reaching 12%. So even with Harris not in the poll, Buttigieg and Gavin Newsom only received 12% of the vote. Ocasio-Cortez got 9% and topped Booker at 8% in that scenario. That's, again, with Kamala Harris not in the poll. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, 7%, jumped into the top five. It's interesting. And that slate of candidates, all of them, Tim Walz, Cory Booker, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, and Gavin Newsom, run any one of them, please. Please run any one of them. I highly, highly would be entertained by that. But it just goes to show that Democrats themselves are not very happy with what's going on here. Now, on the Republican side, and again, here's the difference. Kamala Harris only got 26%. On the Republican side, J.D. Vance, who will be in our area tomorrow, 1 o'clock, received 42% support, held a commanding 33-point lead over his closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was backed by 9% of GOP and GOP-leaning voters, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, 7%, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 6%, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 5%, and Vivek Ramaswamy back in at 4%, within striking distance of DeSantis, but well behind Vance. It's going to be interesting to see how this rounds out. Is it going to be a J.D. Vance, Ron DeSantis ticket, president, vice president? I think that would be a winning ticket. But again, 2 years, long way to go. We'll see, and hopefully we'll see a little bit more of what Vice President J.D. Vance has to say tomorrow here in our area. It's 520 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.